with this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, July 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Let's take a look at some postseason softball and baseball honors that came out here at the end of the season. Just taking a look now at Wargo Conference All-Conference softball and baseball teams. We'll start with the softball All-Wargo Conference honors on the first team. Boy, plenty of Plymouth County athletes getting the nod. 12 of the first team athletes, 21 total first team athletes, 12 of them from Plymouth County here in the area. We'll take a look at the first team honors from Remsen St. Mary's, of course, the only state qualifying team in softball out of the Wargo Conference. Three juniors, Maya Bunkers, the second hitter and top statistical hitter on the team. Claire Schrader, the leadoff hitter, and Marina Cronin, the pitcher, all earning first-team all-conference honorees. And Hinton's got a good base coming back. Ashlyn Kovarna, the only upperclassman on the roster, she earned first-team all-conference honors. And a couple of great freshmen as well. Ashlyn Kramer had a great year at the plate, as did Bailey Boovy leading off for the Blackhawks. All three of them earned first-team all-conference honors. For Akron Westfield, a couple of sophomores earned first-team all-conference. That's Mackenzie Hughes and Josie Jacobs. Then we go down to Galen Catholic, where Haley Lubin, a sophomore, and Hallie Walschenbach, an eighth grader, both earned first-team All-Wargo Conference honors. And then for MMCRU, star pitcher Isabel Olson in her senior year earns first-team All-Conference, as does Brianna Staub, the sophomore for the Royals. Down to the second team, and still plenty of recognition here for Remsen St. Mary's, Hallie Gallis, a junior. And how about this, on a state tournament team to earn second team hall conference honors as an eighth grader? Yeah, that's a pretty impressive honor for Hallie Bunkers, who's going to bring in some outstanding talent over the next few years for Remsen St. Mary's. This Hinton squad was young, and that should scare the entire Wargo Conference. Two freshmen earned second team hall conference as well for Hinton. That's Carlin Kovarna and pitcher Kayla Siepersma. For Akron Westfield, Lainey Schutneck and senior Katie Johnson earn second team hall conference honorees. For Galen Catholic, sophomore pitcher Addie Coons is a second team hall conference pitcher, and Avery Schlanger, senior for MMCRU, also on the second team. Honorable mention all conference honors go to Remsen St. Mary's Octavia Gallus, Akron Westfield's Briley Johnson, Galen Catholic's Larissa Poland, and MMCRU's Tori Tenninger. Of course, Remsen St. Mary's won the conference title outright. First time that's happened in a very long time. Made the state tournament as well. Hinton finished second in the conference at 9-1. Akron Westfield was 8-2, finishing third. Galen Catholic and MMCRU were part of a three-way tie for sixth. Both teams at 4-6. Now to the boys' all-conference honorees for baseball. And once again, Plymouth County is very well represented on that list. In of the 21, once again, 12 come from Plymouth County on the first team list. Of course, Remsen St. Mary's, the state champions this year, they placed three on the first team list. That would be three seniors, Cale Ortman, Jackson Bunkers, and Alex Schrader. They are in first team All-Wargo Conference honorees. For Galen Catholic, making the state tournament as well this year, Keith Logan and Carter Ketlin, a pair of seniors, are in first team honors, as does Jackson Kramer. A great honor for him, especially with him coming back next year and even suffering a bit of an injury there at the end of the season. Akron Westfield, a pair of juniors for them that are going to be returning. Jack Terpstra and Ashton McCauley are in first-team all-conference honorees for the Westerners. For Hinton, a pair of seniors, a battery mates, a battery combo, if you will. Glenn Carlson and Dylan Hartman, they are in first-team all-conference for Hinton. Then a pair of first-team all-conference honorees for Coach Kuchel and MMCRU. Mitchell Schneff and Gunnar Johnson, a pair of juniors, earned first-team All-Conference. Second-team All-Conference baseball honorees go to Remsen St. Mary's sophomore Colin Homan and senior Isaiah Garrett. Galen Catholic gets Dylan Pacus and Connor Kraft, second-team All-Conference honors. Akron Westfield places a pair on the second team, Casey Nielsen and Hayden Wahlberg, and Hinton lands Caden Barrett and Carver DeGroat on the second team. MMCRU sophomore Lucas Brown was a second-team All-Conference honoree as well. Honorable mention All-Conference honors Stars go to Rims and St. Mary's first baseman Hunter Peck, Galen Catholic center fielder Ryan Augustine, Akron Westfield's Carter Wilkin, Hinton's Broken Lake, and MMCRU's Michael Peterson. Of course, we take a look at the final standings. Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic each tied for the conference title at 9-1. And of course, both teams made the state tournament, with St. Mary's winning the state title. Akron Westfield was third in the conference at 8-2. Hinton finished fourth in the conference at 7-3. Then we go to a tie for seventh place. And MMCRU and Harris Lake Park both finished at 4-6 in the Wargo Conference. You can find the entire listing of all conference honors by going to our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Local Sports News. Now we shift from baseball to some football news, where the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the University of Northern Iowa have announced a continued partnership that will keep the state high school football playoffs, semifinals, and championships in the Unidome through the 2027 season. Since the opening of the Unidome in 1976, they have averaged over 25,000 spectators over that two-week period in November for the state semifinal and championship games. And it's one of the most recognizable events held annually in the Unidome, with the state football playoffs having contributed to the Unidome's estimated $17 million in annual economic impact. And, of course, the Unidome is going to be going through some renovation, the Iowa High School Athletic Association being there for another four seasons. They've invested in long-term improvement of the facility, contributing to the three-phased $50 million renovation of the Unidome. Once again, the big news of that announcement is that the Unidome will continue to host state football postseason through the 2027 season. Great partnership, great facility, and hoping we see plenty of teams make it back to Cedar Falls over these upcoming five football seasons. Now we've got some baseball, professional baseball scores for you to run down. Of course, just taking a look first at the American Association, where the Sioux City Explorers, they are north of the border and took a loss, the wrong side of the border there, a 9-8 loss to the Winnipeg Goldeyes. It was Fargo-Moorhead defeating the Sioux Falls Canaries 8-2. Chicago Dogs beat up in Lake Country by a score of 7-2. Kane County beat Kansas City 8-7, and it was Milwaukee taking down Lincoln 17-8. Just Major League Baseball scores in the Chicago battle. It was the Cubs beating the White Sox 7-3. The Cleveland Guardians continue to beat up on the Kansas City Royals by a score of 5-1. Angels beat the Tigers 7-6. And the Minnesota Twins, they were unable to complete their ball game with Seattle, giving up seven unanswered runs, 9-7 loss at the hands of the Mariners at home last night. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com, or better yet, follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.